The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
I'll bet that over the years, all of us have probably had a few epiphanies, a few eye-opening, heart-opening experiences. I had one the summer I spent in Kenya in 1979 when I went with one of the sisters to tell the parents of a girl in our parish school that their daughter was pregnant. Knowing how an American family might receive that information, I was a little apprehensive, and I had no idea what would happen. But I certainly did not expect the girl's mother to be so excited about the good news that a baby was on the way. This epiphany underlined the fact that every baby is a treasure. And like with any true treasure, there's really no bad time to receive one. This family's attitude was, what a small price to pay for the gift of life. Today is the Epiphany of the Lord. Jesus revealed as the Savior of all nations. Three foreigners followed a star that led them to the baby whom God had sent to save not only Jews, but also foreigners as well. They brought gifts with them that reveal who Jesus is: gold for a king, incense to worship him as God, and what he had come to do: myrrh to embalm the body that he will one day sacrifice for our salvation. These gifts enabled Mary and Joseph to see that God had sent Jesus to accomplish something even greater than what they had expected. The purpose of any epiphany is to get us to think differently and to act differently, which is what my time in Kenya did for me and what the visit of the Magi did for the early church. Once they understood that Jesus had come to bridge barriers between us, God, and each other, those first Christians realized that we too must bridge barriers and thus be ourselves an epiphany of Jesus' ongoing presence in our world. In this regard, we Catholics are well positioned to open the hearts of our fellow citizens to what God is asking of us today. How often do you go to the polls and find that there is no one you can vote for with a clear conscience? If I vote for the candidate who opposes abortion, I end up voting at the same time for a person who opposes church teaching on immigration and on helping the poor. But if I vote for the one who wants to help the poor and the immigrant, I end up with a person who opposes us on abortion, the greatest evil in American society today. I wish there were a none of the above option. But that won't happen, because none of the above would win too many elections. It is clear that Jesus is calling us Catholics, who constitute 25% of the electorate, to do everything we can to open the hearts and eyes and mind of our nation. And the most effective way for us to do this is to help people experience the human dimension of the issues we face, thus helping us travel that longest 18 inches from our heads where we process information, to our hearts, where we decide what we should do. But of course, we have to make this journey ourselves first. It's one thing, for instance, to argue about abortion. It's quite another to have a heart-to-heart with a grief-stricken woman who now has a wound deep inside her that just won't heal. It's one thing to argue about immigration. It's quite another to experience the despair of a high schooler who was brought here as a baby and has no hope of going to college or even getting a job because he lacks papers and lives in fear of being deported to a country he has never known. Or to experience the heartwarming goodness of adults who did not come here for selfish reasons and at great personal sacrifice came here simply because they had no other way to protect their children and provide for them. Exactly what many of our own ancestors did when faced with the same circumstances. And so on. Healthcare, Iraq, the death penalty, you name it. This human dimension, which is at the heart of the gospel of life, is what is missing in our national discourse and is the greatest gift we Catholics can offer to the future of our country. In this way, we will do our part to continue Jesus' yet unfinished work of building his kingdom of truth and justice in our world today.